Can your employer be trusted? This chat, we're going to talk about why they cannot. This is Ask HR Kimberly, your go-to for all things marketplace. This morning's chat, we're going to talk about, can you trust your employer? The short answer, no. So since 2005, my background is a clinical healthcare provider, occupational therapist, that has interfaced with human resource management and a number of special projects, been involved in county governance and some county, second largest county-based equity work, and then also the past 3+ years been involved in human resource management, networking groups, and some additional 2 years in higher education graduate work in human resource management. On top of that, the last several years, I have had the privilege of working with workers and their management, their employers and their human resource management, risk management departments on employer-based injuries. And in that time, I have come to the deduction that no, you cannot. So what are the reasonings why, and why should we tread carefully when it comes to employer-based trust? So the role of your employer is business operations. When you look at their strategic vision, their aims, their objectives, their goal typically, especially when you live in a westernized society, is profitability and productivity. That is the end sum game for all of this. So your role in your job is to ensure that the business functions in a way that is profitable and productive. That's it. That is your role. Now, we hear about these things such as workplace besties, etc., and or workplaces where we're a family, etc. Both of those categories of behavior are ginormous red flags. And here's why. In the event that your workplace family or your workplace bestie happens to be the best friend or longtime friend of the manager, the direct manager, direct hiring manager, or a bestie with the operations director, the charge nurse, anything that you say or do can and will be used against you. In other realms, there will be oftentimes this expectation that you, in your role, should be sacrificing all things for the family. And if you do not sacrifice all things for the family, you're perceived as being against the family. Now, if you know anything about therapy, counseling, this sounds a lot like a very codependent, dysfunctional family dynamic. And in many respects, it is. But the long, or I should say the short answer of it all is no. You cannot trust that your workplace, quote unquote, bestie, or your family, quote unquote, coworkers can be trusted. These are ginormous red flags. What you can expect is that anything that you say, whether it is you have a complaint about the therapist that's in another department, an inpatient, and you work an outpatient, and you're very frustrated with how they communicated something to you or did not communicate something to you, or you're frustrated with a particular physician and his surgery process, either way, your frustration and then you taking that and making that into a complaint that you share with your workplace family or workplace bestie can and will be used against you. And it will be perceived as someone who has a low morale, someone who is not a team player, someone who is not one looking to generate solutions, but someone who is creating discord or strife within the environment. So my advice to you is that if you have a frustration regarding an employer, a team member, the best process that you could do is to work directly with that individual in creating a solution that's workable for all, that is documented on a paper trail, which can be via email. And that's something that we can definitely talk to in a one-to-one chat in coaching and how to navigate these workspaces. But the short answer is no, you cannot trust. Now, in the event that you have someone that is in your workplace, quote unquote, family or your workplace bestie, who tells you off the record, you know, if you do this, this will help us to be much more productive. Or if you do that, that will help us to be much more profitable. It's a shortcut. We've been doing it for years. You do it too. Can you trust that? Again, the short answer is no. Because in the event that something happens where you are identified, in specifically in healthcare, by an insurer such as Medicare as committing fraud because you took a shortcut or you did some billing practices that were considered to be borderline unethical, you, the employee, are going to be held responsible and not necessarily that employer. And oftentimes, management put in policies in place that says you are responsible for ethical billing. If anything hits the fan, you are alone and on your own in terms of defending yourself. On the other end, if you are working for an employer that is maybe on an assembly line and you're told, okay, you can cut corners here to work a little bit faster in your productivity, and you take the suggestion off the record by another team family member or a workplace bestie, and you get injured on the job, there's a strong chance that you may get terminated because you did not follow the on-record policies that say this is the process that you take for working on this assembly line. So again, can you trust your employer? The short answer is no. There's no cutting corners. There's no workplace bestie or family setting that is going to work in your favor. The role of your employer is profitability and productivity. Your job is to ensure that your employer meets those goals. If you do have a frustration about a process that's in place, you're working on the assembly line and you feel like there could be something different to make it be much more productive and or profitable, or you're a clinical healthcare worker and you are seeing that, oh, this is something that we might want to change in how we're doing our therapy process, this is a time where you can talk with your management and create an action-based plan, a solutions-based plan that's workable for everyone. In the event you talk to your manager and you find that this is something that they're not interested in, you do need to table that issue, and you have one of two courses. Table the issues and continue to work with your employer and their established policies or processes and how they're doing their assembly work or how they're doing their clinical work. Or two, you need to find a different employer. You, as the individual who is the employee, your job, again, is to help the employer meet their profitability and productivity goals. That is your role. If you, as the employee, think that it is your responsibility to tell management how they should run their companies, unfortunately, again, you will learn that this is not how organizations work and how employers work. If this is something that you would like to do in terms of directing the ship and coming up with better processes, you can absolutely ask your manager if you can take on some special projects or you would like to become a manager in training. These are all other options for changing processes to make your employer much more profitable and productive. But otherwise, your job is to make your employer more productive and profitable. And no, you cannot trust your employer. This is Ask HR Kimberly, coming to you with all things marketplace. If you are an allied health worker and you would like to continue to learn more about all things marketplace, join us in our partnership with Black Allied Health Therapists in our private Facebook group. And every Tuesday, submit your questions for Tip Tuesday, where your peers answer questions, all things marketplace. Thank you.